This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Good morning, Melbourne.
Hunter. Good morning, Melbourne.
Adieu.
Thank you very much. I'm on the driver's seat today, Harris. It's a bit nerve-wracking for me, isn't it?
I know. You literally said, dive across if there's anything. There's nothing. You're doing very well.
Cracking show coming up, mate. I want to talk to you about... Well, I've been overseas to the great state of Tasmania, and I've brought you back a gift.
Really?
I have brought you back
a
gift.
Oh, my God.
So stick tuned.
This never happens. I'm so excited.
What, that I give you a gift?
Yes.
I mean, I've given you gifts before.
Of laughter.
I've given the gift of laughter.
All of the time.
The gift of creative criticism.
Yeah, well, talk about that.
Hope you kept the receipts.
Old Mate Crispy's coming in. Andrew Crisp.
Oh, he is. And he's going to give us the test that they give to potential police men and women.
He really is.
He is. Well, that's exciting because you wanted to be a policeman, didn't you?
I got very close. I nearly did, yeah.
You got very close?
Yeah.
Is it in Wales or Australia?
Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Australia.
Victorian Police Force.
Why didn't they let you in?
Oh, no, it was me. It was. I made the decision. I was a bit, yeah.
You were just done with it, weren't you?
I was. I thought, no, I'm going to pursue my career in radio. And look at me now.
All right, all that coming up more. We're on the tag team.
Joy.org.au.
Harry, I want to talk to you about PDAs. Do you know what it stands for?
No.
Public displays of affection.
Oh, about me stopping doing it. I'm sorry, I'm in love.
Oh, you're in love. You would. I think you'd be a very public displayer, huh?
Yeah, come on. Hear me roar.
Hear you roar. So speaking of roaring, Trump and Melania have been out this morning. Ooh. They're walking along. Trump, she's behind him, as is traditional in their relationship. Trump puts his hand back to hold her hand, but instead of taking it gracefully, she swats it.
Really?
Swats it like there's a fly on it. Squats it away, because she ain't into the PDAs.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I thought the story was going to... He put his hand back and accidentally grabbed...
Oh,
I thought that was going. That's very. I'm not into that so much. More the handholding.
Oh, right. So you like PDAs, but you do have a limit.
I do have a limit. I have standards, Hunter.
You
believe
can't go
it or
all
not.
The way.
Joy.org.au.
Deputy Commissioner Andrew Crisp, welcome.
Welcome, Crispy.
Good morning, and sorry I'm a bit early. I was so excited, a bit like Christmas.
That's all right. You did pop your clogs a bit early, but we've got you in here. Like, we don't run out of time, so Dave the Apprentice is away, which has really liberated us to sort of get you in here whenever we want.
We've gone crazy in the studio. Now, Andrew, we've been talking, well, Hunter and I have been talking about police recruitment, and I think you're going to share a bit more information about what it takes to be part...
Just a little bit, just a taste.
Yeah.
And again, I guess some context around this is that significant investment in the organisation. So we're basically recruiting an additional 3,000 members over the next 4 years. So it's just a fantastic opportunity for us as an organisation. But the broader community as well.
Sorry, how many members are there in the Victoria?
We're about... Sworn and public servants, about 17,000 at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So it'll take us over 20,000.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Pretty big organisation.
Yeah.
And what are you looking for? What's if it was sort of like an Australian Idol type competition, what's getting you through the first round?
Well, look, I guess the point I make, and I go to a lot of community events and I always do my recruiting pitch, the thing is actually the organisation looks too much like me. And that's difficult for people that can't see me, but basically white, Anglo, male and bald. So what we need is actually greater diversity into the organisation, so we better reflect the community that we actually work with and serve. So whether that's people from the LGBTI community, people of different cultural backgrounds, you know, so that's really what we're looking for.
And do you go out to find those people?
Well and truly. Although I will concede, we've probably been a little bit lazy over the years because we don't have a shortage of people wanting to join us.
Yeah.
So for some cultures and people of different faiths and backgrounds, it's a little bit more difficult. Again, LGBTI community, given their previous relationships or past relationships. So we're actually actively going out and supporting people. And if they don't get through first time, how can we support people over the next couple of years to get them in? So this is a real, real passion of mine. We've got to do it. This is just such a fantastic opportunity for us.
Well, I know a Welsh lesbian.
We'll take one of those. I was listening earlier. I heard that Harry has previously applied.
Yeah. And it was, I was saying to Hunter, so my grandfather was an inspector back at the Dovis Powys Police. And my mum really wanted to join as well. And my little sister wants to be a police officer. Yeah. So it's definitely in the family.
The blood runs blue, Crispy. You understand that?
It's part of my DNA.
And if we wanted to apply, what are the sort of things that we have to do?
Yeah, so it's actually, as you'd imagine, certain standards. So you apply online and we do some checking around that. Then there's an exam, there's psychological testing, there's fitness testing, there's a panel interview. I guess in terms of time, probably the quickest, probably 6 or 7 months.
Right.
But we're trying to condense that and make it as quick as possible. But again, you can maintain, your regular employment. A lot of this is done on weekends or after hours.
So. Right, okay. Oh, that's great.
So talk to us about the fitness.
At? So, you don't need to be, an iron man or an iron person.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you can do 5 push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even I can do 5.
Come on.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going
to do it. Come on. Here we go. Going to do 5.
Yeah. Do I have to do it on my toes?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You're not getting into the police force with 5. One.
Perfect.
2. Actually, she's got a very high pitch in it, hasn't she?
They are actually perfect.
That's good.
They are perfect.
That's right. All right, that's enough, mate. That's enough. Look at her. Proud as punch.
Got to do the old plank for a minute.
Oh, I love planking. We do it 3 times a day at work.
And swimming. Swimming's an interesting one. It's still a requirement. It's 100 metres in 4 minutes. But we're actually looking at that at the moment because how often does a police officer have to get into the water?
Yeah.
And it actually, because of the background of a number of different people from different countries, swimming's just not high on their priority
list. Do I have
list.
To come in my pyjamas and dive down for a brick as well? Is that part of it?
No, it's just a pure, just right. Whatever you can do to cover 100 metres.
You wish, Harry's just listing things she does on the weekend
I've got a little bit of verbal reasoning here. So this is an easy one. This is a warm-up. So, listen to this carefully. Sun is today as moon is 2. And these are your options. Star, sky, clouds, night, satellite.
What?
Sun is today as moon is 2.
Night.
Well done.
That wasn't an option, was it?
Yeah, I said night in there. Listen carefully. That's one of the tests. Find the word that means most nearly the same as the word join.
Okay.
Mend, choose, like, scatter, connect.
Connect.
Well done.
Yes.
Two,
Harry. So you might be all right at diving down the pool in your PJs, right, babe, but when it comes to verbal reasoning, you're taking on a genius.
I think between the two of you, we've got one good officer. Yes. Oh, no, maths.
Oh, yeah.
This
is where I shine.
A car travels at an average speed of 60 kilometres an hour. How many hours will it take to travel 180 kilometres?
3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, in.
Detective Constable owned. I just threw my microphone across the room. So, got a bit too into it.
Again, there's a few more questions, but that gives you a taste.
All right.
So
great.
You can go to all one word, policecareers.vic.gov.au to have more of a look.
But policecareers.vic.gov.au. I'm writing that down.
Backups.
Yeah. Now, of course, the question that Harry really wants to know is at what stage of their training do they just load you up with a gun and see how you go?
Oh, yeah, that's probably about halfway through.
There you go.
But I really want to work with the dogs or the horses.
Oh, well, everyone wants to do that.
Really?
Or the boats or helicopters.
You don't want to chase the dogs, mate. You don't want to be running around Tasmania looking for apples in people's carry-on.
The dogs are fantastic, but you've got to think what they actually work mostly night shifts. So that's when they're terms of a lifestyle, it's very, very different.
Because dogs are nocturnal.
People with the dog squad.
Yeah, they're nocturnal.
Dog turtle.
What about horses? What do you like on a horse?
I think I'm all right on a horse.
Yeah, okay.
I don't mind.
Good posture.
Yeah, great posture.
Good seat.
Mountaineer. That's what I would want to do.
We could go to Canada. Those ones where they put on the mooses, don't they?
Oh, do you remember Due South? They used to love that.
No, but I do remember Dudley Do-Right, which was
similar. Very similar.
But I guess that's an important point to make because, you know, there are a number of specialist areas that people are really interested in. But the nuts and bolts is actually working the van, doing the frontline work. You know, you basically do your apprenticeship there and then you move on into the
So you have to
areas.
Do, like, is it like a stock, like 2 years and then you can, like, dip your tours
definitely,
in different sections?
Two years and then probably 3 or 4 years people think, well, I might want to be a detective or go down the specialist path.
Mm. 2 years, then you can dip your toes in the dogs. But
yeah. All right. Okay. That's manageable.
Well, Crispy, thank you very much. Okay. And if you're listening and you end up being a policeman, I think you should dedicate your life to, well, the tag team, really. It's like Detective Constable Joy.
It's a great career, believe me. It really, really is.
So thank you very much. We'll
see you
next time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Joy.org.au.
It's just Harry and Hunter today, and I tell you what, I'm loving it.
Are you? You like it just chill? You like it a bit more intimate, do you?
I like it a bit more intimate, but also I feel like Dave the Apprentice he's having a well-earned break.
He is having a well-earned break.
We really put him through the ringer.
We put him through the ringer. Speaking of going through the ringer, our mate, friend of the show, Rachel Griffiths, she's in a world of strife at the moment, has because she has been burgled.
What?
Someone's broken into her home and, they have stolen her Emmy and her Golden Globe statues.
What?
Can you imagine?
Oh, she hasn't got no letters of the EGOT, no?
I mean, I don't have children, but I'm confident in saying I would rather you steal my child than my Golden Globe.
Oh, I've seen the way those pictures of you with those loggies.
That's right. I mean, I've never had a chance to touch a Golden Globe.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
I'd be ropeable.
Take me through it.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know her. I don't know what actually happened, but I imagine she got home from work, right? Or somewhere.
Probably picnic Hanging Rock.
Yep. She got home from Hanging Rock, got the wicker basket in her hand, and she's gone through the front door, and she's thought, oh, it's a bit messy in here. And then what the ho? She probably looks to her statuettes, where she pays her respects every day.
Glass cabinet. Classy.
Very classy. Very classy, yet empty glass cabinet. All gone.
And I bet it's lit from underneath as well.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, that can be a punish, because it does sort of set off the shimmer of the Golden Globe, but it can be quite dusty.
I bet she's rubbing it all the time, just cleaning away, getting it clean.
Hey, being vaguely sexual.
So she's gone. So they've all gone.
They've all gone. And it does beg the question, Harry, what have you lost in a burglary? What has been thieved from you?
A lot of time, I think, because remember when your bike wheel was stolen? Oh, we didn't hear the end of it.
Yeah, well, okay, so you're stealing when I was burgled. You're claiming that as your trauma, eh?
Yeah,
that happened to me right out of the front, from under my nose. Someone stole my bike.
Joy.org.au.
Harry, we're going to start a new segment this morning called Harry's Home Remedies. What are we solving today, my dear?
Well, right, I'll riddle you this, okay? Put yourself in my shoes.
Okay.
All right, so loosen a buckle on your pants, all right? You're getting very comfortable. Oh, no, actually.
No, I'm doing it.
You're at home, right? You've just had a beautiful meal cooked for you.
Yeah.
All right, it's got a bit of spice.
I'm at your house?
At my house,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so it's got spice, but it's certainly not going to have gluten, sugar, or flavour. Just getting in the zone, babe.
Jokes on you because Holly made it. So it had all of those things.
Oh, joke is on me. No wonder you had to loosen the button. You're bloating from all that gluten.
Oh, I puff up like a puffer fish, if I'm honest.
Oh, do you? It goes right through the gluten, doesn't it?
So I've had a beautiful meal cooked for me. It's spicy. All my senses are tingling.
Oh.
I'm full. I'm satisfied.
Are you a little...
I'm a little giggly.
I get it.
I'm not going to lie. And we sit down, right, for a cutch on the couch. And then...
Sit down for a cuddle on the couch.
Yeah.
A couch on the couch.
A couch on the couch.
Sorry. Okay, got it.
Sit down, and then all of a sudden, Holly's eye starts flickering.
With love. With lust.
But just one eye.
Just one eye with lust.
And not sexy winks. Not like that.
Not sexy.
And then all of a sudden, it starts to get redder and redder. She's like, my eye is very hot. And then she touches her eye.
Oh,
she's
huge mistake.
Oh, no, it's getting hotter. And what's going on? And then the penny drops. She's got chilli in her eye. So she dashes to the toilet. And she's spraying, putting the water on.
Putting the toilet water on her face.
Not in the sink. I run straight to the pantry. And on the cupboard, on the inside door, it's got home remedies.
Oh, for these sort of emergencies. Are they sort of old, sort of Welsh
wives' tales?
Yes, I get it. So you're like, what you need to do is you need to put a hound's tooth on it.
Hound's tooth. So I did have a hound's tooth, but what we did have in there was milk.
Yes.
Because if you eat hot chili, you drink your milk.
But do you put it in the eye?
Well, you do. Turns out you really do. So I open a new carton and it's got, you know, the little lip. Well, that's coming very handy.
Because it's
gone directly into her eye. I'm like, blink it. And she's blinking and the milk's going all over her face.
Oh, she's covered in Rev.
It's getting trapped in her eyebrows. It's all down the side of her. is just milk everywhere.
Oh.
Milk everywhere in the bathroom.
Right. So what, did it solve it, or did her milk problem just become so big that the chili problem was not worth thinking about anymore?
I said, thank God you're not lactose. Could you imagine?
Remember that time that our newsreader, Shay, said that if you have a severe case of thrush, make sure to not put any tropical treatments on it. And then your home remedy was to just squat over a dragon fruit.
Whack a bit of papaya on it and away you go. All cleared up, ship-shape and shiny for the weekend.
Joy.org.au.
Anyway, guys, I want to talk to you about my great adventure earlier this week when I decided it would be a great idea to take my cat to work.
Right. Right.
Clap it in.
You woke up one morning and you thought, right, I need to take my cat to work.
So, as you know, I live in a rental property and the cat is a secret tenant in the property.
Got it.
And because I'm a disorganised person, I woke up in the morning and I had a rental inspection that day and I had nowhere to take the cat. I'd run out of options. You had turned me down. Four of my usual helpers couldn't help me. So I thought, oh, I'll just take it to work. That'll be a fun idea. I'll just take it to work. But when I got to work and tried to set up the situation, all of a sudden I was overcome with what a ridiculous thing I had done with taking my cat to work, that I couldn't relax all day or get any work done because I was just drowning in anxiety the whole time.
What did the pug think of it? Because you got a pug that's a cue.
Yeah, we got an office dog, but they didn't encounter one another.
Right.
No, because the cat was somewhere else, somewhere separate.
Okay, so did people in the office, was it like you brought it in and you put it secretly over there so that no one would see?
Yes.
So you didn't tell anyone?
So I didn't tell anybody, but I started to have what I thought was a panic attack at one point. And so I had to confess into my colleague, friend of the show, friend of yours, Ben Vaines.
Yes.
I had to say, I have to tell you a secret, Ben. He was like, what?
And he's like, all these years I've known, you can't move for me. You're always there, always watching me.
He was like, he knew it was serious. He's like, what is it? And he looked into my eyes and I said, I've brought my cat here.
Can I be better? What are you on about?
That's right. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, I've literally brought my cat here. Yeah. So anyway, long story short, it was, I was away for a long time that day. So it was about 12 hours of fun for the cat. And soon enough, we got him home. And you know what? I got home and the agent had left no sign that they had inspected. So I'm not entirely sure she even came.
Joy.org.au.
You are on Joy 94.9 with Harry and Hunter.
And you're lucky to have me back, because I spent a long weekend in the great state of Tasmania.
Really?
Yeah, the Apple Isle.
Been on your holidays?
Been on my holidays, down spending time in the map in Tassie. And let me just tell you, I mean, if you haven't been to Tasmania, you got to get down there. I mean, you've got Mona, you've got Salamanca. Honestly, babe, you could spend half a day there. And I spent four of them.
Wow.
Four full days there.
And was there like a big group of you or?
Yeah, huge group of two. And we did it all. We hit the market. When we were on the plane on the way over, there was a group of local homosexuals that were sitting near us. And then it was one of those things where we just happened to have the exact same itinerary as them all weekend. So we're on the plane with them and then we saw them at Salamanca that afternoon. And then the next day we're on the boat together to Mona and then we're on the plane back. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, seven new friends we've made.
Great.
Not friends, but we did stare at them a lot.
What was your favourite bit?
Of the whole trip, I went across to Bruny Island.
How good's that?
Yeah, oh, that's great. And I'm glad you asked, because I brought you back a little gift from there.
Really?
Yeah, I did. So we're driving through Bruny Island.
Yeah.
And you know I've got a sweet tooth, as you'd say.
Oh, you
and
do.
And we came around the
loves
corner.
Loves a muffin in the morning.
And and I saw the Bruny Island Chocolate Factory, and I could not have pulled the rental car over quicker.
Oh.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to drop some dollars at the Bruny Island Chocolate Factory. So I go in there. It's just a little shed, really.
Yeah.
It's just a fancy name for a shed. And this is where I found your gift, because you're not going to believe what I found in the back corner of the shop. And I bought a six-pack. It's a six-pack of homoerotic chocolate fudge. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. Describe it to the good people for me.
It's like two cavaliers in oldly worldy dress. One's got his top off and the other one's putting a boot on him.
Oh, yeah. Very military
and
themed.
It's Queen's Guard. That's what they are.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I came in a six-pack. Each one more homoerotic than the last. Other than the last Freudian slip. Yeah, so it's a six-pack of homoerotic fudge, or as I've been calling it. No, I can't say it. It's a slur, but you get it, right? You get it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.